Could you describe what people would see when they come to see the Ansel Adams exhibit?
This set of 47 pieces are what Ansel Adams picked out. They're called the museum set, and he picked them out to represent basically his life's work. And so you will see the best of the best, from Moonrise over Hernandez, New Mexico, to Aspens, to even some of the portraits that he did that he really liked. You know, everything in between. It's really the cream of the crop of his artwork.
And there is some information accompanying some of the prints about the processes that he went through to achieve the particular effect.
There is, and you know, my particular favorite of those is Moonrise over Hernandez. You know, he was driving along the road and looked over and saw this scene. He got out, immediately started setting up his camera. You know, the light was just right on the crosses, on the graveyard. He knew how many foot candles were coming off the moon. He knew that by memory, by heart. So he knew what to expose his negative at to be able to get detail in the moon.
I saw the exhibit on Saturday, and I was staring at the print you're describing and reading his description and thinking about the math that he had to do in his head on the fly there to judge the lighting that he had to work with. These days, in the Photoshop era, we take all that for granted, but Ansel Adams did it right there on the fly, literally as the light was fading from those iconic crosses.
He got the picture. He only made one negative, though.
Wow.
He only made one negative, and then the light went off the crosses, and it was done. But then also, people don't realize truly how much Ansel Adams manipulated in the darkroom to get the print to do what he wanted it to do. Because if you looked at a print off of the Hernandez negative, it would be very, very dark. But he went in and dodged and burned different areas. So he burned out a lot of the clouds. He dodged a lot of the graveyard and the buildings to get that detail to come out so that he could really make the print realize what his vision was for that piece.
Well, the exhibit also kind of proves that Ansel Adams was a widely traveled man. He took pictures from many corners of not just the continent, but the world. He was widely traveled and had an eye for multiple scenes. We even see some of his portrait photography in the exhibit.
Well, he did, and he had just a great eye for composition. He knew, you know, no matter whether it was landscape, portraiture, architecture, whatever, he knew and he experimented enough that he knew typically what he wanted his scene to look like.
Now, I should note that the lighting in the gallery is set rather low to protect the prints. Could you explain how that works?
It's really to protect the artwork and to preserve it for future generations.
What I found is, as my eyes adjusted, I actually appreciated the low lighting. I was able to take in detail that I felt I wouldn't have been able to take in under similarly garish light, perhaps.
Absolutely. And, you know, you just have to hang out for a while. And typically in a situation like that, looking at artwork like that, you hang out for a while. You don't rush through it. And your eyes actually adjust to that low light, and you do get a very good appreciation for the prints, you know, kind of after that occurs.
Well, you end up, at least in the case I did, I fell in head first there in, you know, the slightly darkened room, staring into these landscape photographs that are just, you know, enchanting to see after all these years in their original form, and to note the Ansel Adams signature there in the lower right-hand corner of each one.
And you brought up an interesting point of, you know, looking at his work. You know, we've seen it in books, on posters, on, you know, the internet, published in books. But when it's sitting, the real work, sitting right in front of you, you get a much deeper appreciation for, you know, what he did.
Bart, thanks for taking the time today to talk to us about the Ansel Adams exhibit and about Ansel Adams.
Thank you. And just a reminder, the exhibit is open until April 2nd. And we appreciate all the people from the Four Corners, especially Durango, Cortez, Bayfield, that came to see the show. It's been amazing.
Bart Wilsey is the director of the Farmington Museum, where the Ansel Adams Masterworks exhibit continues through this Saturday. I'm Mark Dugan for KSUT.